Welcome to In Season, where we explore farming and gardening in the Lower Columbia Pacific region. I'm your host, Teresa Retzloff. This week's interview is a little bit unusual. In early March, I headed out to Skamakaway Farmstead Creamery in Skamakaway, Washington, to speak with their founder, Vicki Allenback, about the phenomenal growth of this little local goat dairy. They started producing and selling goat cheese in 2014, and in just a few years have become a popular fixture all over the Pacific Northwest at farmers markets, co-op groceries, food events, wineries, and more. Of course, when you tell people you're headed out to a goat dairy where a bunch of baby goats have recently been born, you quickly have a group of happy friends riding along. In the background of this interview, conducted in the middle of a pen teeming with adorable baby goats and their mothers, you'll hear my husband Packy, in-season sound engineer Katie Claiborne, her partner Luke, and their daughter Hazel, who didn't seem to mind getting her hair chewed on by baby goats. I really did mean to do a formal interview, sitting down with Vicki and asking prepared questions, but somehow we just started talking in the middle of all those baby goats, and I realized that I was doing the interview right there and then. If you hear me laughing a lot, it's because I've never interviewed anyone before while baby goats chewed on my boots and jeans and tried to climb up my leg. Vicki's love for her animals and passion for making delicious goat cheese shines through in her words, in the huge smile on her face as we spoke, and in the herd of happy, frolicking goats of whom she is clearly a beloved member. Let's step into the goat pen and hear all about running a goat dairy.
Hi.
You can see the mothers in each one of them. This is Ingrid right here.
Hi, Ingrid. Wow. Oh, did someone sneeze?
Oh, that's Fawn talking.
Oh, she's trying to eat your hair.
They love sucking on your hair. It's amazing. So we had over 90 babies this season. We're keeping all of the girls, and you can see the board up there.
Yeah.
Who's who, and we have like 20 more boys left to go.
Hey, don't chew on my purse.
Oh. Oh, he's nibbling my hand. Hey.
Do you know they only have teeth on the bottom?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, you. Oh. Hey, little nubbly.
Oh. Isn't this amazing?
How do you stand? I mean, this is crazy.
So, during birthing season, we had, the most we had was 10 does birth at the same time, all on the same day. And everybody just can't leave. They can't do anything. They want to be through the whole process. And then everybody wants to hold them and be a part of them. And you can see they're not crazy, you know. They just really love everyone.
I know. I think Katie's just not putting that one down. Oh, man, this is so amazing.
It is.
So amazing. Hey, guys.
This weather has really impacted us, though. They should be out on the pasture, and we can't get them out on pasture.
Because it's just too wet.
It's too wet. And, you know, the parasitic issues and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you.
Hey, guy.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Yeah.
So are they prone to hoof rot or anything?
Oh, yes. So we have two does that will show us when there's hoof rot going to attack the whole herd.
Oh,
and
wow.
It is Silly over there, the La Mancha with no ears. And then Poncho, where's Poncho at? I think she's...
She's right there.
No.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Poncho's in the corner. So those two, and she's a talking bird. So their immune systems are really low, so they're the first ones that get it.
Okay.
We walk them through a zinc sulfite foot bath once a week.
Okay.
And then we come in and we treat. We have to trim all of their hooves every 8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Is that a chore? Nobody wants to do it.
Uh-huh. I can imagine.
You can be, huh?
I don't think I've ever had a goat hump my leg before.
So, the blue this is the boys.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
everybody with a collar and a tag are the ones that we're keeping.
Uh-huh.
And the little blue ones are going home as bottle babies now.
Uh-huh.
We give people a gallon of goat milk to go ahead and take that out.
Oh, nice.
With them so that they don't get total shock.
Yeah. That's got to be one of the hardest parts.
Oh, it's so hard to let them go. Like, four of them went yesterday. But, boy, I screen the people because they can't put them on a chain. They have to have fence. They have to have covered area. They can never just take one.
Yeah.
They have to take two.
That's nice. So they don't, because they're social animals.
Yeah.
I mean, they do,
they're
like,
hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be with another. They get so depressed.
if they're just by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's a little depressed because she doesn't have her mom, you know? Yeah. And then her brother got a new home yesterday. So.
Aww.
So she's all alone, so I made an effort.
So even if one, like you said, this little one, cute one, her mom has passed away, but she'll nurse off of other moms.
Exactly. So we had one while giving birth, her intestines came out.
Oh.
And so we took her to the vet, and we couldn't save her. We took the baby with her, and all the way till she passed away, she was cleaning that baby and letting that baby suck milk off of her. And we were holding her as the vet put her down, and we brought her back, and I took her in, and I don't remember who the mother was that I put her in with, and I said, you have got to accept this baby. Her mom just passed away. She couldn't make it. And I came down that evening, and I pushed her against the wall, not forcing her, just kept telling her, and she accepted that baby, and it's now her baby.
Aww.
So it took 2 days for her to initially accept it, and now that's her baby. Yeah, it's sad. We get so emotional after every one of them.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah,
I can imagine, but so lovely when that happens.
How's it?
So you had 14 your first year.
The first year was 14, and then I think we bought a herd of 25. And now we're up to 49 milkers, and we've got 15 yearlings pregnant, and they're due in July. And then we have 46 dolings. And there's still about 22 little boys left to find a wonderful home for.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So we hope
you've really grown.
Yeah.
And that's like not in that many years.
This is the beginning of our fourth year.
Wow.
Right?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's just been kind of a rocket trajectory.
Oh, my gosh. I want to be up to 60, so we're probably looking for another 12 does to get to 60 this year. And then next year we'll be up to 100.
And is that just so you can do the volume of cheese that you need to do?
Exactly, yeah. We're in wineries now. We're in co-ops. We've been asked to be in new seasons, which we've declined.
Just because of volume?
Well, it's because they want our product at such a low cost that it's not cost effective for us at all. We can't make any money, and we're not in this to lose money.
Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah. That's such a big challenge.
Yeah, we're working on hard cheeses now. We now have... we call them ganache truffles with the chefs with flavoring in them, and then wrapped in 100% cocoa.
Ugh.
So yeah, they're incredible.
And are those? Do you sell those at farmers markets?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Actually, I'll let you sample some today.
Oh yeah.
We're not in production yet. Right now, babies are eating so much of the milk.
Yeah.
But that makes it healthy, so that we have great breeding stock for the following year.
So how many markets do you do now?
So last year we did 14 markets a week.
That's a lot of...
Yeah.
That's a lot of farmers markets. Well,
it was a lot.
Yeah. Are you going to try and keep it that level?
Well, probably close to that. But we've added the wineries now that we go do events with wineries.
Oh, nice.
For 2 days on the weekends.
Okay.
We have several already scheduled throughout April and May.
Nice.
And then we do festivals. We do. We just finished the Newport Wine and Seafood Festival.
Uh-huh.
That's a 4-day event. That's huge for us.
Yeah.
And then we do the Portland Wine and Seafood. We do Astoria Wine and Seafood. We've been asked to be in events all over Washington, and we just at this point are unable to keep up.
That's not a bad problem to have. I mean, it is and it's not, but, you know. Slow growth sometimes is a good thing.
It's incredible. We're happy.
Yeah.
We love it. We're going to enter contests this year so that we can get some awards for our cheeses.
Yeah. Well, I have no doubt that you'll win something because it's so delicious.
I sure hope so.
I really enjoy it. And you still sell locally to restaurants, too. Do you
yes,
do some
we do.
Restaurant sales as well?
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of different ways that you're making it work. And you have a store here at the farm?
Well, yeah, people can come to the farm. They can do tours, and we do sell our product here. You
okay.
can come and watch the milking. Any time before noon, you can come and visit.
Uh-huh. That's so cool.
Play with babies.
I know. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I know. I have a feeling that one goat might just come home with us.
We can arrange. Well,
I don't think Katie's going to put that one down.
You can't take any of the girls. I'm sorry. But there are some sweet little boys that would love to go home with you.
Yeah, I think Starlight and I bonded them up.
Yeah. Starlight. You can tell. So Starlight is Star. And Star is baby.
Oh,
and
nice.
Star has always been just such a sweetheart, and it's just amazing their personalities and what how they are.
Yeah.
This is Breanne, our dairy technician.
Hi, Breanne. So how many employees do you have here now?
So I don't have any employees. We're all co-workers.
Okay. How many co-workers do you have?
So we have five right now, but by the time we ramp up in 2 months, we'll have 9 people.
And is that people part-time doing stuff? And
pretty much nobody wants to work full-time.
Yeah. So between all those part-time people, you manage to get it done.
Oh, yes, we do. Everybody has their specific jobs, so it makes it really efficient. They get to do their dance. I mean, this is a dance. You get into that cheese plant, and you make cheese, and it's a dance. Packaging it is a dance. Milking them. You can see. Look, they're not crazy.
Yeah.
They're all just content as can be, and they just want to go in and do their little routine also.
They do look like really happy goats. They're really trying to eat my boots.
Yeah. This one right here is headbutting me in the leg. And he still has his horns, see?
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Oh. It's so lovely when they're small enough to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Who are you?
When they reach about 80 pounds, they'll still want to be picked up. Old Genevieve over there, she'll still want you to hold her.
Kind of like a toddler.
Last year, I didn't get a chance to be with the goats because if you're in the plant, you can't come out here at all.
Uh-huh.
And so I hadn't seen Star's babies.
She might
be on the stand. So I was sitting out in the front with a couple of my coworkers, and all of a sudden, Star came up to me. She rubbed across me. She had her babies with her. She said a couple things to her babies, and both of her kids landed on my lap, and they went down, laid down, and went to sleep. And I had thought they didn't know who I was anymore because I don't have hands-on as much with them. And it just it made me really realize what a wonderful thing that this is.
You're part of the herd, too.
Oh, I am part of the herd. They know it. We all are.
Yeah.
You guys just became part of the herd.
Oh, nice. This is a team I want to be part of. Hey, guys.
So this is Ingrid. So the first batch that we brought in, we named them after actresses. And then last year, we named them after trees. So actually, we have a limb and a branch, but that's a whole other story. And this year, all the Dolines are named after cartoon characters. And I failed at the name at all because I don't know any cartoons. But olive oil got named because I only know that one, Popeye.
It's good to have a theme.
Yes. Oh, the co-workers, they just love this. They own this, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so many.
And it's been a process for us to learn what we need, what to do. How do you know who you've bred, when you've bred them, and what the babies are, and their collars fall off? But Taryn, she's in charge of this, and she has done the most phenomenal job. She's taken this on and owned every part of it.
That's
I'm so grateful.
So, great.
So grateful it shows up all the time, whatever we need.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's an amazing thing, too. Like, you have, in 4 years... That's a steep learning curve for you, personally, because you don't come from a farming background at all.
No, so. I didn't know anything about raising goats. I had a couple horses and a couple pigs before, but nothing like this. If one gets sick, they could all get sick. You could lose everything in your herd. This year, we've lucked out and not had any coccidiosis at all or scours in the babies. Last year, we had everybody came down with it, and that was treating the whole herd. The parasite issues, learning what parasites. We've learned so much as to where we're not using the wormers as much because we're now using apple cider vinegar in the water, which changes the pH and then takes care of those parasites. So, and the minerals that they need and everything that they need. We've just learned so much. Oh, there's a deer right there. See her?
It's fascinating. To me that, you know, sometimes do you think that if you knew then what you know now, would you have actually done this, do you think?
Probably not.
Once you're in it, it's...
I wouldn't change it for the world. I can't imagine doing anything different. The market people, like meeting you, you know, Marianne Myers, everybody that I've met through the markets is such a beautiful family of people also. So,
it's a wonderful way to connect with a greater community, especially when you live out here, because you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. a little bit.
Yeah, we are.
And so those markets must be a really good social outlet for you as well to connect and have human contact.
Yes.
Not just goat contact.
And the great part is that people absolutely love our product.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to provide the best food that we can out here with these wonderful goats. And you can tell, you can taste it.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. There's a lot of love in this cheese.
Yes.
A lot of love in these goats.
We're going to take a break now to remind you that you're listening to Coast Community Radio on KMUN 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM, and we're streaming live at coastradio.org. If you're just joining us for In Season, for this week's story, we spoke with Vicki Allenback, founder of Skamakaway Farmstead Creamery, about making goat cheese and raising healthy, happy goats. This interview took place in the middle of a pen of ridiculously cute baby goats chewing on my boots and being adorable, which is why there's a lot of laughing going on.
I have to say, this is probably the first time I've ever conducted an interview with, like, little animals crawling all over me. It is a little distracting, but so delightful. I kind of want to conduct all my interviews like this. It's great.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing this with a bunch of calves.
I know. Well, it's funny, you know, because goats have always been one of those animals that I just love and I have such a fascination for. And it's hard being a farmer that raises plants and produce and flowers. I've always been terrified of having goats on our farm because, like, man, if just one of them needs to break in the fence and we're done for.
You're lost at all.
So, I need this goat fix because they're such great animals, but I'm like, I can't have these on my farm.
Just come by anytime you need
a goat
fix. I know.
Now I know where I need to get my goat fix taken care of. So.
We can send some over and see what that kind of damage they'll do.
You know, I'm not sure that I'm willing to risk that.
Not at all. They do get out.
Do they?
They do get out, you know.
Really? They're escape artists, aren't they?
Oh, sure they are. But you know, they're so content that we don't usually have many issues with it.
Yeah.
We do have one over here. What's her name over? Hi, Mom. Anyway, I don't remember her name, but we put her in here and she jumps over and she's out here wandering around. And so she's...
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember her name, though.
She can jump the fence?
Yeah, she just jumps this. She climbs on the mineral bin and then jumps over the fence.
So they're tricky.
So they are.
You got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah. But in general, they're content, so they don't want to.
Do you have problems with predators?
No. So we rescued two alpacas, Nugget and Gideon. And so each one of them has a herd of their own that they have to take care of. And we have not lost one animal to a predator.
I've heard that about alpacas, that they're a good companion for herd animals. So they really do keep predators away.
They scream. A great story is I rescued two miniature donkeys. And
really?
Right.
Can we go see them?
Yeah, we'll go see them. They're out there. Anyway, we didn't know that they were pregnant. We thought that she might be pregnant. He wasn't pregnant, of course. But anyway, so we had put them over in the far pasture. And one night at 2 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden, I hear the screaming going on from the alpaca and the male donkey. I go down there, and here is little Daisy May that has just been born, and she is the greatest sweetheart. So they alarmed us and let us know so that we go get her out and put them to safety. Aww. And so anytime the coyotes are out here, the alpacas are at attention, and they are talking.
That's really amazing. What a great team. I mean, those are, like, amazing co-workers.
Yes.
For you as well.
Oh, exactly.
They're definitely part of the whole thing.
You know, all of this is all started because of adopting some animals. I mean, that's how we started this, is we adopted 14 goats.
So it's
from
a slippery slope.
Oh, yeah. My. We just picked up a horse. So, yeah. We have to put a stop to it at some point.
How much acreage are you on here?
So we have 50 acres.
That's a pretty big, that's a good size.
Yeah.
And is that enough pasture for rotating your goats on?
Yes, it is. And we produce our own hay. So we get enough hay that we use for bedding and for their general food.
Wow, that's a really great thing for you to be able to do.
Yeah.
Because hay can be quite a big expense for an operation.
Oh, my gosh. Alfalfa.
Yeah.
Every part of it.
So that's a big part. I think people forget that sometimes, like how much the feed management and having to have those inputs come in.
Oh, my gosh. We're at $4,800 a month for feed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Feed, animal husbandry, everything. So it's a huge undertaking.
Absolutely.
But it's an amazing...
Absolutely.
You know,
no,
it's
and
amazing.
It's so cool. I mean, I remember when Packy and I first moved to the coast back in 2003, there was like a few things were like, oh, there's no one making cheese here. How is that possible? This is such a great dairy area. There was no local cheese. And so it's been so exciting to see you start this operation and take this on and be that local cheesemaker.
Well, thank you.
Well, and so you're doing a lot of expansion here, or fixing up and investing. And you were saying you had some backing from a local. Is it Craft 3?
Well, we're working with Craft 3 right now. But we have had some local people. I won't mention who they are, but thank you very much. We wouldn't be going this far along without that help. Yeah. So the community, we have lots of people help us. Mm-hmm. We've actually had volunteer days here on Saturdays, and we've had as many as 28 people show up to help us clean stalls. A professional sheetrocker came in and did all the sheetrock for us in our new plant area. We've had electricians help. Plumbers help. The community is just here to just help us succeed.
That's so great. Well, I think people are excited to see an operation like this happen, and want to support it, and it's great. I mean, it's great for our local economy. You're like producing a great product and getting it out there, and you know, employing people and letting people come play with goats, which is amazing,
isn't it? So we have hired contractors. We've hired plumbers, electricians. Mm-hmm. We've put so much money back into the county that's so well needed, because Wakayakum County is the poorest county in Washington. We've also got co-workers, so 9 people from this community that are also working with us. Uh-huh. And we're expanding. You know, I'm hoping to have an admin person. We need more market people. So anybody listening out there that's looking for a job, we actually could use some specialties.
So definitely get in touch.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to see the improvements that you're making here, so that you're going to be able to do some more experimenting with making hard cheeses, you were saying. And it's just cool to see this happening here. And like you said, for your region, for your area, you also get people driving out here to visit you, which means that they're probably stopping, you know, for lunch in Grays River or Keth Lambert or somewhere along the way. So you start to see that effect in an area where when you have something like this, it starts to affect the other businesses around
all the businesses around. Yeah. In fact, Vancouver's Farmers Market managers came by last week, and they spent 3 hours here, and they wanted to know where they could eat, so I sent them to the Duck. And so, you know, 6 people go to the Duck, and they brought more money to this region.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what this is about. This is for the community.
I'm getting chewed on by 3 baby goats.
And they said they want to go home with you. They are the little boys.
Oh, man, this is so hard. This is so great to see. This is just so great to see. And it's such a happy place. I'm really struck by that. I mean, there's such a positive feeling here and a lot of love. You can tell that you're putting a lot of love into this place.
Yeah, everybody loves it. Yeah. How can you not? Just how can you not? If this rain had just stopped.
I know. Yeah.
But what a beautiful day you guys got to show up.
I know.
How many are you taking home?
I know. That one, maybe. Is she trying to eat Hazel's hair?
Oh, yeah. They love sucking. Oh, so that... That's Olive.
That's Olive. That's Hazel's baby.
That's Hazel's baby, yeah. So Hazel's baby and Hazel.
This is just such a great experience. Oh.
They come in. Just after being milked, they come in and the babies are on them.
Wow. Yeah. And do they still have milk left?
Oh, they don't let it all down. In fact, these girls, the moms, only give you what they want to give you, because they know they got to feed their baby when they leave here.
Really?
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing to watch, because they, you know, they take care of each other so well. And she just said, hey, I'm done. You don't need any more. Everything's fine.
How long do the baby goats nurse for?
So we'll have them on their moms for 8 weeks, and then we'll wean them off.
Uh-huh.
And they're already starting to eat alfalfa now, and the hay. Can't wait to get them on the pasture grass, because there's a lot of nutrients starting to build up in there.
That'll be really nice. Well, hopefully, fingers crossed, the rain will stop.
I
and
see.
The goats will
not
get to go
until
out
next
frolic.
Monday.
Yeah, I know. This has been such a rainy thing. Well, and that's something that people don't realize. I mean, that really affects your whole cycle, having to keep the goats inside and keep feeding them hay.
And clean up.
And clean up, yeah.
So we clean this. What's going to happen today is when these does are out of this side over here after they're done being milked, we'll clean all of this side out. We use diatomaceous earth. That keeps down any parasite issues. And it's good for the goats.
Uh-huh.
It's great for the goats.
Uh-huh.
We lice them with that also, de-lice them, which we don't have that issue.
Uh-huh.
We do that as maintenance every week. And then they'll all move over to this side. We'll open the gates for them to go out today, and then we'll clean this side. So we clean stalls every day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work involved.
Where do you compost all your hay?
Oh,
your
straw? We do. In fact, what we're doing is we're putting it out here. We've got a pig coming actually today sometime, and when our babies get weaned off of them, they'll just get to go root in here, and then we'll take and level it out. And we're trying to figure out now what kind, and I should talk to you about this, yay, is what kind of vegetation to put out there, because the goat's pasture is not really good for goats.
Oh.
What they need is like blackberries or some bushes, something like that. They love to be in the woods. It's that's a better environment.
That kind of woody fibrous stuff is what they like to chew on.
Yeah. So what I'd like to do is take that area and that area and seed it with something so that we can rotate them and be able
and
to
have some like scrub shrub kind of materials. Well, there's a lot of native plants that you could use for
Awesome.
Which I think your goats would be very happy to eat.
That's your homework.
Okay, I've got homework to do. I'm going to do some research. Absolutely. I know. It's just an excuse to come back and
exactly.
visit you again.
You'll have to teach me because I don't have a green thumb.
You know what? I think you've got a different kind of thumb, and it's beautiful.
Whatever's
working here. I don't have this skill set, and I'm so happy that someone does.
I can't do it alone.
Really wonderful.
I mean, I have to thank so many people, my mom and dad, my wife, my cousin, and all my coworkers, and the whole community. You just can't do that without everybody. It's incredible.
Absolutely. I know. It's really encouraging to see. I know. You know, it's funny because I meant to, sit down with you and do this interview, like, properly talking, and it seems like we just kind of conducted it here in the middle of all the goats.
Did you get some noises?
I think I got a lot of noises, mostly me laughing at little goats climbing all over me and chewing on me. And it's so great. It's so inspiring. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I'm excited for another year of delicious cheese.
Well, thank
it's
you.
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
I look forward to
tasting some stuff and playing with these goats some more and maybe going to meet the donkeys.
Oh, awesome. We'll go do that now.
All right. Thanks. So tell me what these are.
So what these are is they are a Chev Ganache truffle. So it's vanilla and with our Chev rolled in 100% cocoa.
Whoa.
That's good. Yeah, wow.
So we did them in cherry, mango, lemon, and vanilla.
There. Wow.
So rich. Want to try it?
Yeah.
It's yummy.
Very rich.
Oh, boy. One is enough, but oh my goodness.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good thing.
So have you guys tried our latest creation, pistachio rosemary lime? Chef?
What?
So, what
in the world?
I created this to go on filet mignon. And then people are purchasing it and putting it in hamburger and grilling it, stuffing it in hamburger.
So just like doing a... Just doing a little bit of it, and in the middle of a burger.
Uh huh.
What was it again?
It's a pistachio rosemary lime.
Hi. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of In Season on Coast Community Radio. My heartfelt thanks to Vicki Allenbach of Skamakaway Farmstead Creamery for inviting us to come out to her farm and meet her goats, for letting us taste some of their incredible cheeses and truffles. And for all that Skamakaway Farmstead Creamery is doing to invigorate the small farm community of Wakayakum County, Washington. Thanks to Packy, Katie, Luke, and Hazel for coming along and making it even more fun. And thanks to the Skamakaway Creamery goats for making this one of my most memorable interviews ever. Watching the growth and evolution of this local goat dairy is inspiring, and I cannot wait to see what they do next. If you want to find out more about Skamakaway Farmstead Creamery, including how to visit the dairy, what farmers' markets and events they'll be at this year, and where to purchase their delicious cheese, please visit their website at skcreamery.com. Thanks so much to InSeason sound engineer Katie for stitching this show together. It will be available to listen to again on coastradio.org.